But as of, well, you'll find out.
All right, 4 o'clock, this meeting is called to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This meeting called order. Item number two, notification of Open Meetings Act posting and meeting procedure. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Hubbard.
Here.
Furman.
Here.
McCormick. Storm.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Vice Chair.
Here. And excused absences, Director McCormick has an excused absence. Adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Quorum call. Roll call.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Furman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair.
Yes. Adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Vice Chair.
Yes. All right. The approval of minutes has been with the adoption of the consent agenda. Item number eight, agency association reports and presentations. Have the Natural Resource Conservation Service written report. Look into your packet and they'll see the written report by Kristen Schluter. Item B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The NARD did meet yesterday in Lincoln, or Monday rather, and we had the elections of officers, and Martin Graff was re-elected president. He's from the Middle Mo. Vice President Wyatt Reuter, Vice from the South Platte, and Mason Hoffman, Secretary Treasurer from the Lower Blue. Terry Martin, Legislative Committee Chair, and some of these others will bypass because many of you probably don't know them. But in any event, that was the big item that we went through yesterday. There was some discussion on the budget, and it appears that the NARD staff is looking at about 4.08% increase in their needs for 25-26, and in 26-27 about 2.92%, and this will get discussed in June, John.
The health plan's in May.
And then we will discuss the health situation, health insurance situation. Probably looking at, we were just some tentative talk, nothing firm, but possibly a 4% increase. And Tim, you were at the, I wasn't able to attend the legislative conference, which you took my, filled in for me.
So I'll take the ball from there for the next item. NARD annual
Legislative conference was January 28th through the 29th at Embassy Suites in Lincoln. The general session had a property tax reform panel. Governor Pillen didn't speak at it this year, and it was pretty quiet on pretty much things that moved along, but property tax was the biggest issue there. Later on, at the reception with the senators, he did an improv, kind of dropped in, grabbed a mic, and talked to everybody. It was kind of refreshing by doing that. Answered a lot of questions and talked to a lot of people, so that was pretty nice. And as Rich alluded to, other than when I was sitting in there talking about the risk pool insurance program, they are switching carriers, so they're doing the runout on that right now, and as he just told you, they're looking at all options. Rolling into the next one, the 79th Annual, Bill, if you cue that up, 79th Annual National Association of Conservation Districts was held in Salt Lake City, February 8th through the 12th. Be the Change was the tagline for those pollinators out there. It was held at the Hyatt Regency downtown Salt Lake City. The general session, past President Michael Crowder opened it up, and this was his last go-around. President Kim LaFleur, takeaways from her, with a new administration in place, it was pretty much, it's same with DOD and everywhere else, we're all in shifting sands. We don't know what's going to be funded, what's going to be supported, so it's kind of like a stay tuned. The belief is that the administration is very producer-friendly and will continue to support farmers and ranchers. The keynote was Eric Weinemeyer, an inspirational blind gentleman, just an incredible story. At a very early age in his like teens, he went blind, and it was his kind of his life journey, very inspirational. And he's written several books. This individual's climbed Mount Everest several times as a blind man. I can't imagine that because I couldn't even do that. He's kayaked the entire Colorado River system with rapids, large-scale faces like the one you see in Yellowstone. He's done all that. And his message was very, very moving. Just don't quit, keep moving, and your cup is half full all the time. So that was kind of neat. Lots of regional breakout sessions. Of course, I'm North Central for my urban grant program. We got to meet with all the awardees that won grants, and there were some really neat ones. A lot of breakout sessions. The tours were Salt Lake City, a dairy, Salt Lake itself, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir had some time to sing for everybody, which was kind of neat. And if you go ahead and just scroll a little bit, some pictures. That's my cohort in crime on the urban side. He is now also on the outreach committee, which is a conglomerate, which they shifted to. And as of about 12 o'clock, he called me and said I was nominated to join that outreach program. So I'm now on the national side on that. He is working an interesting program. And just to show you some of the weird things we deal with at Urban Grant, they're trying to get self-sustaining food inside the prison system in Wisconsin, dealing with a lot of, as you can imagine, multiple agencies are involved with this, and so they're fighting it all along, just trying to give something back to the inmates to maybe get them something they didn't think about doing while they're in there, but growing their own food, something kind of cool. Closing remarks, President Kim LaFleur, go back to, yeah, there's a picture of me up there in the beautiful Wasatch Range. Let's see, next. More pictures of a place usually way forward. That was on break. Continue. Okay, this is I was having a hard time getting the video work, but I do have a video. I was going up on the 24th floor, or I say coming down for lunch to stop outside, and I kept hearing all the screaming and yelling and people and music. I'm like, what in the heck is that? So I went around the corner, and there's this thing called ski-joring. Does anybody know what ski-joring is in the audience? Good, because I sure didn't. They fill two city blocks full of snow, and in essence, what they do is they bring in skiers and horses, and they've got jumps for times. So the horse will hook up the skier, and they'll pull the skier along and hit these jumps for time, and the city comes out for it. It was, I've never seen it. And apparently they have a full tour. And you can see the horsemen get up in their regalia, and it's a lot of fun to watch. The next one after this was in Yellowstone. And video here in a second. Oh, and this is for all the, for Phil. Hey, the referees couldn't save the Kansas City Chiefs, but we had a big, big screen and all that there, so we had a little bit of fun.
Call to order, please.
That's your report?
Nope, he's got a couple of videos. That's fine, you can see. I forgot how many horses, but there's horse trailers everywhere. And they just kind of gives you an idea of the community gets together and does this. You could probably skip to the next one. It shows the inactual skier trying to hook up. And they're like, okay, ready to go, and they rock and roll. I had a better video, but I think I lost it, and then she'd be dragged on there. National Association of Conservation Districts is a nonprofit organization that represents the nation's 3,000 conservation districts, their state and territorial associations, and the 17,000 individuals who serve the government boards. The summer meeting is going to be held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, July 25th through the 30th, and next year's annual meeting will be in San Antonio, Texas, February 14th through the 19th. And that is it.
Thank you, Director Fowler. Good report. We'll move on to item C, legislative report, catalyst, public affairs.
I don't see Tim. Tim was supposed to be here, but we just continue to monitor legislation. I send everyone the updates from Tim's office. Sometimes I don't send it if there's nothing that really applies to us. I don't want to clutter up your email boxes. But we just continue to monitor, and so far so good. We haven't had anything that's really offensive to the district. So we'll just continue to keep moving forward.
Thank you. All right. Item 9, subcommittee reports. Item 9A, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the March 11th, 2025 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, Beltline Trail Phase 4 Construction Bids. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute a construction contract with Spencer Management LLC in the amount of $471,500.70 for the Beltline Trail Phase 4 project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any comments from the public?
Subcommittee's the motion.
Okay. Any comments from the public, staff, directors? Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Keizer.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
And Chair.
Yes.
9A2, contract amendment number 6 with HDR for WP4 project. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute amendment number 6 with HDR Engineering Inc. for professional engineering services for modifications to the final design of the WP4 project in an amount not to exceed $118,026. Bringing the total contract amount to $3,995,052, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager, and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
All right. Any comments on this item from the public? From the staff? Directors? Seeing none, roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
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 Storm.
Yes.
Keizer.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Davidson.
Yes.
And Chair. Vice Chair.
Yes.
9A3, final design contract with HDR for DS-12 project. Recommendation that district policy 15.2 purchasing professional services be waived and that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with HDR Engineering, Inc. for professional engineering services for the final design of the dam site 12 project in an amount not to exceed $844,999. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any comments on this item from the public? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes.
9A4, design agreement between U.S. Department of the Army and Patrick NRD for the DS-919 project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed design agreement with the U.S. Department of the Army for the Papillion Creek and Tributary Lakes Dam Site 19, designed to provide the non-federal contribution in an amount not to exceed $861,538, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
All right. Anyone from the public wish to comment on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Herman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes.
Item number 5, interlocal agreement with SID 347 for WP2 trail connection. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed WP2 trail connection interlocal agreement with Sanitary Improvement District number 347, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes.
And that completes my report, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you, Director Conley. Agenda item 9B, Finance Expenditure and Legal Subcommittee, Director Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the March 11th, 2025 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1, private levy cost share agreement between the Papillion RD and Michael McAvoy for Lake Platteview Lot 2. Recommendation that legal counsel is authorized to file condemnation, if necessary, easements right away for Lake View Lot 2 to reduce flood risk to surrounding residences, infrastructure, and farms if no agreement is reached with Michael McAvoy and the district for a cost share through District Program 17.45, private levy program, and I so move.
All right. On this item, anybody from the public wish to speak on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That concludes the report.
All right. Moving on, agenda item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Fowler.
Thank you. Item 10, I'd like to take items A through I, all inclusive, and that the finance reports be affixed to and be part of the minutes. I so move.
Second.
All right. That roll call.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes. On agenda item 11, I'm going to hand it over to Director Thompson to sort of guide this agenda. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item 11, A through D, the motion is to take from the table in consideration of NAMP site naming resolutions proposed at the Board of Directors meeting on February 13th, 2025. And be resolved that the NAMP site naming resolution proposed at the Board of Directors be taken from the table for further consideration, discussion, and action. We should vote on that now and then continue with A through D subsequently. So I move for that motion.
Okay, do we need a second?
Second.
Okay. Okay, there's been a second. All right, and this is procedural, so we vote on this.
Yep.
Roll call.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Abstain.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes. All right, go through them, Jim.
First one, item A, West Papillion Basin number one, Marlon Peterman Recreation Area. The Board of resolution states the Board of Directors recommend that the West Papillion Regional Basin number one be named Marlon Peterman Recreation Area, and in conjunction with the Nebraska State Historical Society, the Papio Missouri River NRD, will provide an appropriate marker recognizing the accomplishments of Marlon Peterman. And we have on the board a map of where these particular basins are. And this is not part of the resolution, but for justification for further discussion. Marlon Peterman, 1949 to 2021, worked for the Papio River Natural Resources District for 47 years. The majority as assistant general manager. His career spanned nearly the entire 50-year history of the Natural Resources District in Nebraska. To say Marlon was passionate about his job is a vast understatement. His degrees in civil and agricultural engineering and his work at the Papio NRD enabled him to combine his love of problem solving with nature. Marlon had an important job that directly impacted our communities on many levels, especially public safety. He was an institution in Nebraska's flood mitigation efforts, and his expertise during the flood of 2019 was a perfect illustration. And I witnessed that personally down in Bellevue to help protect Phil. And Marlon, his team, and our various emergency management partners made critical decisions before, during, and after the flood that helped minimize the immediate destruction and put in motion strategies that would further reduce damage to vital infrastructure and communities such as Offutt Air Force Base and the City of Bellevue. For decades, he worked tirelessly with local, county, state, federal governments and created countless public-private partnerships that not only made our communities safer but enhanced our quality of life through his work with many district programs such as flood mitigation, trails, recreation, and land conservation efforts. Marlon received countless awards and recognitions in 2022. The Nebraska legislature adopted LR 297 to honor Marlon for his dedication to the practice of engineering, passion for natural resources management, and role in public safety. He also earned the American Public Works Association Nebraska Chapter 2019 Leader of the Year Award. Marlon served as chapter and state president of the Nebraska Society of Professional Engineers and president of the Engineers Club of Omaha. Marlon was well known and highly respected by all who worked with him, although many of our constituents may not have known him personally.
Its profound impact on their lives and communities will continue to be felt. Marlin embodied the PAPUNRD's mission of protecting those we and the natural resources that surround us. Marlin's contributions are countless. His legacy leaves a deep and enduring imprint on the district. With the previously aforementioned motion, I so move that we name it Marlin Peterman Recreation.
I will second that with a quick comment. I mean, do you want to talk about embodying the safety of others and our natural resource districts? As a representative from Bellevue and Offutt Air Force Base, one of the first times I ever met Marlin, it might have been the first time, was back in the, or sometime in the early 2000s, he was throwing sandbags over the Bellevue Bridge by the railroad tracks, trying to make sure water didn't flow through. Picking up the sandbags, throwing them down. I mean, he cared that much about it. I am more than happy to second this motion, and I hope it passes overwhelmingly.
All right. The motion has been made, but we, do we vote on the motion, or we
open up for public comment?
Public comment. All right. Public comment on the naming of the lake after Marlin Peterman. Anybody from the public wish to speak on this item? Please approach the podium, state your name, address.
Hello, my name is Michael Peterman, Marlin's youngest son. Thank you so much for this honor.
And your address?
My address is 4651 Deer Creek Road, Wamego, Kansas, not as current citizen of Nebraska, so by proxy at 729 North 148th Avenue, with Cynthia Peterman, if that's okay. I won't take much of your time. We've been excited showing videos of this to family and friends that were on WWT and KETV Channel 7 and seeing it named Marlin Peterman, and that reveal to people has been very exciting. But I can't believe it's already been 3 years when I was allowed to eulogize my father, and at his funeral, the metaphor I gave was that my father is a river, is a lake, and is a dam. And now you get to make this metaphor real for us. And it means very, very much to us. And we're going to go after this today and go see where that site is and go, oh, this is, visualize this. And we get to host the family reunion next year. And we plan to try and invite people to come to that to celebrate. That's about maybe another 3 or 4 hours of words to give to you. But that sums it up for me, is I can't believe you're going to make our metaphor come true. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public wish to speak on this item? Any staff members wish to speak on this item? Well, any directors further expand on this? Go ahead, Director Thompson.
Yeah, I'd like to certainly add, and thank you for coming, Mrs. Peterman and the other son. Forgot your first name.
Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. It was a great honor to introduce this, and I went to the funeral, and it was amazing. You guys did a wonderful job, and words that we couldn't come up with here. It was quite an honor. This is the other lakes are in Sauper County, and this is in Douglas County. And when we planned this out, you know, a couple of years ago, well, let's pick this one. It's not the biggest. But as Mr. Winkler told me, it's going to be a trout lake. And that's it's significant. I think the Game and Parks is going to reserve this for special type of, go ahead.
A couple of grandsons asked if they had to buy a fishing license.
Can we amend the resolution?
No, that's a, no, state law dictates that.
We don't have control over that?
No.
But good question. So it's going to be a special lake. It's under construction now, and I'm honored to make this recommendation, so I'll pass. And I don't have any other comments.
Any further comments from directors?
Quick one. It was just such an honor to know such a beautiful individual with a great soul. We weren't just colleagues. We were friends. This is family here, and those of us who have been sitting on this board for quite a while, just really appreciated he gave the extra effort on everything, meeting with people in the communities, I mean, just everything. Just a wonderful man. Thank you.
Yes, Director Hubbard.
Game and Parks does have a youth program.
that can give kids a lifetime fishing license. So go to the Game and Parks website.
There you go.
Oh, 21's going to push it, sorry.
Yes, Director Teaser.
Yeah, Ron was a great individual that worked very hard when we had flooding on the Papio, or on the Elkhorn and the Platte. I spent hours with him standing on the dike watching the river go up and hopefully not go over. Didn't always happen that way, unfortunately, but he was a pleasure to be with and worked very hard, knew what he was doing. I thank you.
Anyone else? Seeing none, roll call.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes. And just real quick, I asked for staff, and I'm looking, there's people got tears in their eyes, so not very many dry eyes in this one. All right, item B.
Carry on.
Director Thompson.
West Papillion Basin number 2, Sergeant Madbear, Karooks to Cowers Recreation Area. Board of Directors recommend that the West Papillion Regional Basin number 2 be named Sergeant Madbear Recreation Area, and in conjunction with the Nebraska State Historical Society, Papillion River, Missouri River NRD, will provide an appropriate marker recognizing the accomplishments of Sergeant Madbear. That's the resolution. I can add to it afterwards, but
is that a form of a motion?
That's a motion on the floor.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All right. We'll ask for the any comments from the public. Any comments from the public on the staff? Any comments from directors?
Larry, I do have one thing. So we remember we did put out a notice on naming the reservoirs for public input. I put that list in your packet, so if you want to refer to that. There was no specific suggestions for WP2. So, and then I have some to add to WP4 once that comes up.
Okay. And I asked for staff, any, and then any directors? Comments, Director Thompson.
Just like I had, without reading the entire resolution, it was in the minutes of last month. Sergeant Madbear was the first Native American doctor awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor back in the Civil War, and through his efforts, I think it's quite the honor that, as we'll read further on in the resolution, about a Native American being awarded this. Significant honor, and that we can honor him accordingly with the naming of this lake.
Director Hutt.
Comment is, you know, as you read through the larger brief at previous meetings, Madbear was involved in many attacks against the Cheyenne. So I was concerned about naming somebody who was involved in things, especially the Sand Creek Massacre. So I reached out to one of the tribal historians, to the Cheyenne, and he was unfamiliar with this person, but he also said it's not the Cheyenne's response, you know, the Cheyenne are not responsible for who somebody else makes a hero. So if he's, and the Cheyenne and the Pawnee were traditional enemies, so if this is a Pawnee hero, that's their hero. So I just thought that was a important perspective.
Anyone else? Thanks for bringing that up, Director Hubbard. I was myself raised by Oglala Lakota since I was 2, and the Lakota and the Pawnee were traditional enemies as well. You know, the Pawnee, especially the regiment under Major Frank North of Columbus, Nebraska, and the Pawnee Scouts and some of the exploits that they did. So I, you know, really looked hard inward as well as outward, certainly in as I put forth this name, but there's sometimes things are bigger than us, And I might have mentioned before, I was a commander at a local veterans post for 8 years. I know there's veterans on this board, there's veterans in this audience. And for Sergeant Madbear to be the first Native American to be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, I thought that was very important, and a lot of, you know, ramifications from that. So thank you for bringing up that issue. Go ahead, Director Thompson.
Follow on comment about, we're gonna, when we're done today, have four new lakes with names and set of numbers. That's not complete in our mission, however more dam sites we have to create over the years. So there's room for more. And in light of Mr. Winkler's comment about the public input, I've reviewed the recommendations from the public in the last 30 days. And there's some good suggestions, and although in my opinion, we'll tackle the other two in a minute, but there's some good suggestions. There's future recommendations that would be forthcoming to this board later on. But I just also want to add, I came across my Pawnee pronunciation, which the input of this one and the next one that I got from the Pawnee Nation down in Oklahoma to help detail. But, and I'm going to blow the pronunciation, but Madbear, the Native American pronunciation, Koruxtishadish is how that's Koruxtikaris is spelled. It Koruxtishadish, and I'm not saying that perfectly, but I just want to add that for the record.
Duly noted. Anyone else? Any other director? Seeing none, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Birkin.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Vice Chair.
Yes. Carry on.
Item C, West Papillion Basin number 4. As it's phonetically spelled, Pitavisaru, as I was taught by the Pawnee Nation, is Pitavisadu, recreation area. The Board of Directors recommend that the West Papillion Regional Basin number 4 be named Pitavisadu, recreation area, in conjunction with the Nebraska State Historical Society, the Papua NRD, will provide an appropriate marker recognizing the accomplishments of Pitavisadu, and I so move.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right.
So WP4, you see in your packet the four names that we received from the public. Also, we got another input about an hour and a half before the meeting, and I would like to add Lake Forest Glade, Lily Pad Pond, Serenity Glen, or Gretna Glen. Those are the four additional names for WP4 that I received, as well as the four that's listed.
Okay. So those are noted to possibilities. Anybody from the public wish to speak on this item? Please state your name and your address, please.
My name is Paul Gilligan, 4161 Cass Street, Omaha, Nebraska. I made a recommendation, thanks to your news information that went out, asking for the public to offer up some name recommendations. And we are the folks who offered up Forest City Recreational Area. And I won't bore you with the one-page dissertation of what we sent your way for you to review. But the short of it is, our family sold the land to WP4, to the NRD, and we felt it fitting very early on to have the name Forest City Recreational Area used, simply based on the fact that Gretna used to not exist. Prior to existing, it was down near the Elkhorn River, and it was called Forest City. and then the railroad came through and moved Forest City to what is now Gretna. And the only thing that remains historically from that era would be the voting districts that are still intact. Voting District Ward 1 and 2, Forest City 1, Forest City 2. And there's a number of people in Gretna that still associate their name with roots that go back to the citizens of Forest City. The only physical structure that remains is the Catholic Cemetery on Schramm Road. And if you're not familiar with the exact layout of the WP4 location, it's at 204th and Schramm Road. So exactly about 3 miles away is where Forest City used to be. 2 miles away is where the cemetery is located. And we did put in the sale packet that we weren't sure how the naming of these things go, so we were interested in it being called Forest City on the sales contract that we did. So we do appreciate you guys letting the public have input as to the naming of these, and we very much wish for WP4 to be named Forest City Recreational Area. Thank you, and I'm open to any questions, too.
Okay.
There was a railroad crossing that area. I believe it crossed right where Two Rivers is. The piers are still out in the, some of the piers are still out in the river at that point, and then it crossed the river and then went down, to Gretna. So there's still some of that there, I mean.
Yeah. And there's very few remnants, I suppose. And with Two Rivers being a little bit further north, that would make sense. And much of what was left, there was one water pump fountain that was left on the site, maybe back in the 1980s, and I think that has since been removed. But yeah, the railroad came through in 1886.
And I've been asked 24 times by people where that railroad crossed, you know, what happened to it, where did it go, what happened.
Right.
And I have to listen to you to find out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's buried in the past of Sarpy County and can be found in different state of Nebraska historical society brochures and in the library also.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the public wish to speak on this item? Staff.
I'd like to make a...
Directors.
I'd like to make an amended motion that we name it Forest City.
Forest City Reservoir. Forest City Reservoir.
Forest City Reservoir, yeah.
Oh, recreation area, sorry. Recreation.
Did you make a motion?
Yes.
Sorry, I was looking up where that was on the, I wasn't texting, I was actually.
Point of order.
I'll second.
There's been a second. Yeah. Okay, on an amended motion. All right, well then we go ahead.
Just a clarification, the motion is to amend it and then the board can have a discussion about the amended motion and then you would vote again to approve. If the motion to amend is approved, you'd have another opportunity to approve the motion as amended.
All right, just for discussion. All right, roll call on the amended motion.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
No.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Vice Chair.
Yes, for discussion. All right, we open it up for discussion, and I'll let the which directors feel passionate about this one. Or first, we go for the
motion as amended.
Motion as amended. So,
so this would be to change it to Forest City Recreation.
Well, but there was a discussion.
You have to have a discussion before you vote.
Okay, so that's what we want to do, discussion. So.
I think technically, Director Teaser needs to make a motion as amended as a second, then discussion about.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
I'll make a motion.
As amended?
As amended.
All right.
For city recreation.
Yeah, for city recreation.
Mr. Teaser recommended for city reservoir as his motion. And now I hear if this discussion occurs, another amendment to the approved subcommittee has to be made to change it.
No, I'm not sure.
Well, the motion that was on the floor was Peddler Charles.
Correct.
Now, he's amending it for discussion. Then we're gonna pick one of the two?
Well, I think the motion that he is, it wasn't clarified, the motion that he is currently making is to name WP four.
So it's a substitute motion?
It's a substitute motion.
Okay.
Would we be better off making a motion to delay this and look into it further, or do you wanna decide this tonight?
It's up to you.
You can technically make that motion on your own if you wanted to, but that's the current motion without a second is to name WP four for us.
But it hasn't had a second. Wait, did you second?
I would like to have a clarification on when the gentleman was speaking, they said when they sold the land, they had a suggestion or request on there, and just what exactly the name was, just so we all know what that was.
Yeah, you mean technically the Forest City Recreational Area?
Forest City Recreational Area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a suggestion during the sale. It's not binding, but they suggested.
No, I just wanted to hear the exact.
Oh, yeah. Forest City Recreation Area.
Yeah, and it's worth clarifying, because Mr. Tazar did say Forest City Reservoir, and I think that might be some of Mr. Thompson's question too, possibly. But from our perspective, yeah, it was written, and it's in your documentation as Forest City Recreational Area.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that.
Thank you, thank you. All right.
See, they're all regular.
Go ahead, Director Teaser. You have the floor.
Yeah, I just questioning, naming it Forest City Reservoir or Forest City Recreation Area?
They're listed in the motions as recreation areas.
Okay.
So.
I got you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, procedurally, do we, another motion from Director Teaser?
He already did.
Okay.
We have a second.
We have a second.
We have a second.
Public comment.
Public comment on this, sorry. Any more further public comment? Appreciate everybody's patience. Staff? All right, back to the directors and to.
Question.
Go ahead.
Director Hubbard.
Where did the nomination, this is before my time, so where did the nomination of this name come from?
The original, Cheryl?
Yes.
It came from a book I have of accomplishments of Native Americans within this territory. And he was mentioned as, along with some four others, as a highlighting the bravery that he performed back in the 1800s. So that's where it came from, with verification through the Pawnee tribe in Oklahoma.
Another question then. So we have four dams, and these are close to being done. When would we have more coming up for naming?
In the next 4 to 5 years. That's the next round of reservoirs.
All right. Any other director? Go ahead, Director Thompson.
Under this, the public input, there's one. Bither Recreation Area, Scottish word for dragon. I didn't give that much weight. Bar Cooper Recreation, or Copper, I'm sorry, Recreation Area. And I'd like to ask the gentleman, is it Hogan or Paul? I didn't catch your last name.
Yes, sir. Last name Gilligan.
Gilligan.
Yeah.
There's a recommendation, Ms. Nellie Mae Grierson Recreation Area. Does that name ring a bell for you from a Gretna standpoint?
No, it does not.
Okay, and then along with Lily Pod Lake, and what's the other one, John? I know this is not part of the motion, but as far as public input, we did get some other names.
Do we list those four?
No, the one you got today, yes.
Yeah, they were Lake Forest Glade, Lily Pad Pond, Serenity Glen, and Gretna Glen.
I guess we can dismiss since we now have two on the floor.
Two on the floor.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Any other directors in this? In, well, we're gonna move to the vote on this, and now the vote is to give this
lake its name.
Yes.
P4B.
Lake Forest Recreation Area.
Forest City.
Or Forest City.
Forest City Recreation Area.
I'm confusing the other one, sorry.
Forest City Recreation Area.
Clear as mud, yes.
That's what this vote's gonna do. All right. With that, roll call.
I have a question.
Okay.
So we have the amended motion and second, and then for the motion to amend, is just Director Teeter, does that need a second?
Yes, second.
Both times?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I didn't see that, thank you. Okay.
Okay, now, roll call. All right, here we go, roll call.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teeter.
Yes.
Thompson.
No.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
No. Well, that motion carried. So is the next one would be moot.
Item D.
Item D.
Episode 19, Dr. Susan LaFleche Picotte Recreation Area. The Board of Directors recommend that the dam number 19 be named Dr. Susan LaFleche Picotte Recreation Area in conjunction with Nebraska State Historical Society, the Papio Missouri River NRD will provide an appropriate marker recognizing the accomplishments of Dr. Susan LaFleche Picotte, and I so move.
We have a second.
Second.
Second by Director Conley. Any people from the public wish to comment on this item?
Liz Lovejoy Brown. Hello, my name is Liz Lovejoy Brown. I just introduced myself to you all in my Omaha language. I am the executive director of the Dr. Susan Picotte LaFleche Center. I am coming here just to advocate for the naming of the site after Dr. Susan LaFleche Picotte. She embodies strength and resilience as an inspirational figure for my tribe, and she serves as a beacon for all women and minorities striving to achieve their dreams. I urge the board of directors to honor her legacy by naming the site after her. Her remarkable journey will undoubtedly inspire future leaders for our generations to come. Thank you.
All right, anybody else from the public wish to speak? Staff? Directors? Go ahead, Director Thompson.
Again, this name came up years ago when a gentleman, Joe Sturita, who's a professor, you know, he retired at UNL, wrote a book about the warrior of her people. And I read it. There's a review in the World Herald. I read it. This was fantastic. And what this woman accomplished, the first Native American doctor in the United States, went out to Pennsylvania, to medical school, came back, and immediately had 1,200 patients, if you will, with the Omaha tribe. And when you read the story of how she accomplished that on horse and buggy days, it touched me, and I feel this. Dam Site 19 won't be done for a couple more years, but it's It's a larger lake, it's going to be more of an impact, and that's why initially I reserved this one, you know, for her honor, because it'll be an impact in the area. So I highly recommend we honor this, this brave lady.
The other director?
What comment?
Director Hubbard?
She served not only Native Americans, she served the white people that were in that area as well.
Yeah.
And just as a plug, there will be a rededication of the Picot Hospital up in Walled Hill on June 7th, if I'm right.
It will be, the dedication will be on June 14th.
Okay, good, that's good for me.
And I just want to say as well, my wife's an MD, and she was, you know, first, one of the first female pulmonologists in this area. And we also had good testimony from numerous tribal members and from the director or the person in charge of the Nebraska Commission of Indian Affairs. So there's, and a lot of, you know, citizenry from Nebraska that really, you know, like this name. And it's very fitting. And so with that, anybody else? Roll call.
Yes. Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes. All right. Moving on to item 12A. Appointment of Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Committee, RFP for the Oakleaf Grade Stabilization Product Project. Be it resolved that the ad hoc subcommittee appointments as presented by the chairman are hereby approved.
Larry, we need a vote.
Okay. Understood. Thank you for clarification. Vote on for this ad hoc.
Motion.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Director Conley, a second.
Second
by Director Adams. Any comment from the public? Staff, directors.
It's a great statement.
Roll call.
It's a great stabilization.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Durbin.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes. Be it named, the ad hoc subcommittee members are Phil Davison is the chair, Tim Fowler will be the vice chairman, Ann Hubbard, Zach Irvine, Jim Thompson, and Rich Teaser will be the alternate. Vice chairman report, real quick, it's March 13th, beware of the Ides of March. And it's 6 years now, you know, the Ides of March when the floods, the great flood of March 2019. So 6 years passed, and the weather is quite different this time around, but certainly appreciate everybody. And I think Marlon Peterman was one of those that was people leaned on heavily, very integral to get us through that time. And so I remember, you know, some of those long nights, and it was all hands on deck, and what a fitting day for to name this a lake after Marlon Peterman. With that, I turn it over to General Manager John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attaches the information education highlights. Students from area high schools took part in Envirothon. That's a competition where teams are tested on their knowledge of various natural resources, topics such as soils, wildlife, forestry, environmental policy, range management. The top team from the region will qualify to compete in the state competition in April, which the PAPU NRD will host this year. So you will be seeing future information from us to either volunteer or provide some words of wisdom to the groups when they assemble for the competition. Personnel miscellaneous items. So every year we calculate our district overtime. Again, this year it was $6,982.39, which is a significant reduction from years past. If you look from 2000 to 2007, We averaged about 85,850. And then from 2008 to 2015, 42,733. And then this last period, we reduced it to 13,902. The majority of that is rural water overtime, which we really don't have much control over because we're responding to main breaks or other emergencies. So I'd like to thank all the staff, directors, and just the management for keeping track of that and lowering that. I mean, we've literally brought it down about 90% over that time frame of overtime. With no effect to the district, we're getting our project still completed. So we continue to focus on that, which is a little bit of our doge, I guess. What we do every year is to try to increase our efficiency. Also, Daniel Gaskell, he resigned from the position of district groundkeeper effective January 24th. And we're currently in the process of filling three vacant positions, two groundskeepers and one medium equipment operator. Speaking of the 2019 floods, on March 10th, this year, we received the last of our FEMA public assistance dollars from that flood. We received over $2.7 million, which is over 92% of our actual costs. We got reimbursed for the cleanup and repair, and we're still working with the Community Development Block Grant funds for the remaining 5%. So we were all sweating that a little bit with the recent activity at the federal level. Although we were awarded it and it was approved, we didn't know quite when we were going to get it or if we were going to get it. So obviously, $2.7 million is a huge, even in our district, that's a big number. So thanks to Amanda and the staff for continuing to follow up with that. It's like we're doing like a credit bureau. You have to chase FEMA to try to get them to pay. And so finally they did. So that's good news for us. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property is attached, as well as the current ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed met on February 27th. Those minutes are attached. The next scheduled meeting is March 27th. And then the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership met on February 14th. Those minutes are attached. And next scheduled meeting is to be determined. And just a quick personal note, thank the Peterman family for obviously being here. Marla was not only a great friend, a great mentor, but a great man. And so this is a great honor, and I was privileged to get to know him and work with him for many, many years. So thank you. It's well deserved.
I guess we have informational future meetings, April 8th, subcommittee meetings. April 10th will be the next Board of Directors. Will be held on April 10th. And with that, we are adjourned.